So, actually had quite a bit of trouble crystallizing this, even though it, the topic, the topics that I wanted to talk about were actually things that I remember from my own personal experience many, many moons ago. After being in Eretz Yisrael for a period of time, and then going back to Chutz Laaretz, and I still remember, getting out of the cab at 185th Street and Amsterdam Avenue, and saying to myself, "I can't believe I did this to myself." And there are a number of things that that crop up. Certainly, once a person has experienced an incredible sense of light, and then afterwards the light begins to dim, and it makes you feel really uneasy. It makes you think like maybe I never really understood it, or really it wasn't real, or maybe it's lost to me. I would just say this as an introduction. The pasuk says Pesach Varecha Yair, and the Tzarek says upon that pasuk Pesach Varecha Yair, your opening words, or the beginning of your words, give great light. When everybody made a decision to become the type of people that you are, obviously because you're here studying, and not just that. You're attached to Eretz Yisrael, attached to Limud Torah, you made changes. It could have taken place, you know, in different times in life. Sometimes it's when people decide to dress differently, sometimes it's when people decide to come to Eretz Yisrael, sometimes it's when people decide to change their lifestyle. It's accompanied with an incredible amount of light. Pesach Varecha Yair. And then what happens is the light's dim. That's the way it is. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to see if we really want, right? We really want what we've achieved. In other words, he gives us an incredible amount of siyata d'shmaya, in the first stages. We were able to make quantum leaps, and then after we're there, all of a sudden things begin to plateau, or even God forbid, go down a little bit, and it's, you know, like, what's the story? Did I lose it? Was it never real? It's not true. It was real. Did you lose it? You didn't lose it. That's the derech. The derech is, it gives us that siyata d'shmaya to make those quantum leaps initially, and then, right, now the question is, do you want to hold on to it? Do you want to keep it? Are you going to struggle for it also? So, drawing on my own personal experience, I remember two different types. I mean, there are lots of different things going on. Chutz Laaretz is it's about life. It's very complicated. It's not just Chutz Laaretz. Life is very complicated. And all sorts of emotions and all sorts of situations seem to catch us in a maelstrom like this. And it's not so simple. But I remember two in particular, and I'd like to address them. And one is the feeling of desperation, and the other one is frustration. And how these two things sometimes have the ability to bend us out of shape. And let's see what the Chumash teaches us. Because we're not the first one, right? I wasn't the first one that experienced those feelings, right? It's part of human nature. Klal Yisrael experienced it in the Midbar. And the fact that the Torah tells us a little bit about the saga of how to reclaim ourselves from those states of either desperation or frustration. So it's Divrei Torah that we're meant to be learned and hopefully to be useful for us. And if it's not useful for you per se, because Baruch Hashem, you're very called, have an incredible equanimity of spirit, have never suffered from the oscilloscope of life, right, etc., which we'll be able to share with other people who are having the issue, because I think it's that uncommon. So let's take a look-see first about desperation. Go back to Shmos. Back in Shmos, Vayara Am Kibosheish Moshe, Laredes Min Ahar, Like Hail Am Aharon Bayomo Elav Kum Atelon Welhim Asher Yilchu Lefaneinu Hize Moshe Ish Asher Alon Miyaretz Mitzrayim Lo'adanu Mehaya Lo. This is the beginning of the Chetah Egel. Klal Yisrael is in a state of desperation. Moshe Rabbeinu had taken them out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu said he'd be back. Yeah, before Sheish, right, on this day, the only thing is they didn't take into consideration, he wasn't counting the first day because it wasn't a full day. And so, the result is, in this state of desperation, they turn to what he calls Aaron, and they say, well, even if it's not the right thing, we gotta do this, but what are we gonna do? We're out of control, we don't have anybody to meet us, what are we gonna do? You're desperate. And when you're desperate, you do things without thought. And so, the result was the Egel on Shavuot Seva Tamos. That's in Parshas Kisisa, Shmos. Here in Parshas Chukas, right? Zos Chukas HaTora, Asher Tiva Hashem L'mor Debel B'nei Yisrael, Yikui Lecha Pora, Aduma, Tmima, Asher Ein Bamum, Asher Lo Alea, Ol Alea, Ol. Parsha Pora Aduma. Rashi says, in the second citation on top of page, Parah Duma, Mashal Leben Shivcha, Shetine Paltin Shel Melech, Amru Tovo Imo V'Tikaneach Atzoah, Kach Tovo Parah Uzbechachar Le'Egel. So we obviously understand this is not just something cutesy, right? It's Elsie's kid, right? Elsie the cow. So Elsie the cow doesn't exist. All right, never mind. It's elongated. Can't be picky. What do you call it? So the calf, the Egel Hazav, has made the palace filthy. Says the king, let the calf's mother, this is yours. Let the child's mother come and clean up the mess that he made. Now, obviously, like I said, it's obviously not cutesy. It's like, oh, with a calf, have a paraduma, isn't that sweet? The calf has birth to the cow gives birth to a calf, and that's why, obviously, this is your soul. This is your soul. What exactly is that your soul? So, let's think about it. The calf, the golden calf, the Egel Hazav, as we said, was done out of desperation. We're out of control. What are we going to do? We have to take desperate measures because we don't know what to do. Parah Aduma is the quintessential chok. It is the chok of all chukim. It's the chok of all chukim. You don't understand. Don't panic. Continue with what you don't understand. Even though you don't understand it. Hashem is leading you. Hashem is guiding you. Oh, why did you make this one tummy? Why did you make this one tohar? Hang in there. Don't crack under the pressure. So the giving of oneself over to the chukah of Parah Aduma is the cleansing of the desperate acts that they knew weren't appropriate. But what are we going to do? We have no choice. We got to do it. It's the real world. Don't crack. Follow. Follow the chukah. Do you understand? Don't you understand? This is true not just in terms of Torah, but as we'll see in a scooch, it's also true in terms of Hashgacha. Right? Where's this going? Why is it going this way? Hold on. Don't crack. Is this easy? I'm not saying it's easy. But by virtue of the fact that we see this discussed in the Torah already, it means we're not alone when we experience this. We're not the first ones. It's like, I don't know, this way group therapy, but when people get together and have common issues, that's why it's so important. Chavusa v'susa, right? Friendship, a real friendship, not just friendship from college. You remember a week ago when the schnitzel was burnt, right? Friendship of being able to share common ideas, common feelings, common concerns, common methodologies of how to deal. That's why it's so important. Friendship is so, so important. Real friendship. We'll discuss it. So we see that just at first glance we understand that the idea of the paradum as being the tikkun to the chet ego is because when you come to this dark path, which way do I go? Hashem is telling me to go this way. If it's very dark, I'll go this way. No, go this way. Follow what he called. Follow this path. Follow the path. In addition, though, it says in the Midrash Tanhuma, of course, the first plus is Rashi. Rashi says, Zos chukas haTorah, lefi shasatan omeret, shasatan ha'umos ha'olam, monim es Yisrael. The Satan and the nations of the world, they mock the Jewish people. Lomar, ma mitzvah zos, lomar tam yishva, what sense does this make? Right? What sense does this make? Therefore, it's written chukah. Gzeira himilafana. This is a gzeira from before me. And you have no rishus. You don't understand? Follow. But this is very difficult, right? It's perhaps less difficult for us when it comes to doing the chukim in the Torah. We're not the sort, really, of what a shabbat is. We're Baruch Hashem, we've had a lot of Jewish education. We understand there's something called a chok. And we know that there's mishpatim and there are iduyos. There are those that are testimonials to events that took place in the history of the Jewish people, that are part of the formation of the Jewish people. There are the, we call it the mishpatim, those things that are necessary for a proper Jewish civil society, etc. There are the chukim, those that we don't understand. And you say, okay, fine, you don't understand it. No, okay, no problemo, I can handle that. I learned about chukim. But when Hashem's hashgacha is also a chok, then sometimes it becomes more difficult. So maybe we should think of it not just in terms of the Torah, right? See, the nations of the world, they want to mock us. They want to mock us. Does it bother us? Now especially does it bother us? When the world has gone absolutely, unadulteratedly, completely insane. Where they're asking four-year-old children coming into school, what do you want to be when you grow up, a boy, a girl? Maybe what he called an amuka, right, etc. So their mocking is meaningless to us because they've lost their marbles, right? The world is out to lunch. But in terms of hashgacha, sometimes we don't understand. It's hard to hold on. But listen to what we call what Rashi says over here. Rashi told us at the edge, he said, Satan and Umos Olam, they mock us. The Medrash says, there, Agav, that even though we don't understand, says the Medrash Tanhuma, Vayikuyel Dachor of Yosef Rebchina Amar, Amar Le'akodesh Baruch LeMoshe, Ani Megalo Lecha Tam Parah V'Alachim Chukah. Moshe Rabbeinu knows the Chok. He knows the Chok of Parah Aduma. He understands it. It makes perfect sense to him. To us, it doesn't make sense. To him, it does make sense. So now here's the Sfas Emes. The Kosher, this is the Sfas Emes. The middle citation, page 1, before the hashline. Middle citation. The kasha, ibe emes ein batam. If in fact there is no tam, there is no explanation to it. Right? Why do we have to say the moaning Israel, the umos olam, the satan, say to us there is no tam? There is no tam without their saying it. There is no tam. Elamai, Ella, says the Sfas Emes, as we just saw in the Medrash. Nir sheyesh batam, ach I efshel hasikatam, ad achar tikun haguf. Now, those are scary words, but they're not so scary. It's talking about us. We live, to one degree or another, in two worlds. We live in the Torah world, and we live in what we think is the real world. That's the way we live. We don't ignore the real world. Moshe Rabbeinu was completely, as it were, he lived in this world, but he was completely marching to the beat of a different drum. Like we spoke about last week, Moshe Rabbeinu, the idea that he saw Baklaria Hamiira, he saw clearly, the other side. There was no interference, there was no reflection of himself. He saw the world for what it was. The Ratzon Hashem, and he understood that he had a job description. What am I here for? His mind. Remember last week we talked about His ma, not just me, who is me, what's my personal, etc., strength, weaknesses, etc., but ma, what am I here for? I'm here to serve Hashem. So for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's totally clear. But for us, it's not so clear. And here on Sfatim, this is a fascinating thing. Alamami, that's us, that's all of us. That's everybody except for Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone. Big, small, throughout all the generations. Everyone. Aval hamami, so full of havin hatam. But the person who's mami, who's willing to follow Hashem's lead, even though he doesn't understand right now, in the end he'll understand the tam. Ki divrei Torah hem hipuch divrei olam hazeh. Divrei Torah, the opposite of divrei olam hazeh. Sha'atam meidi lamaaseh. Because in Nyani Olam Hazeh, the tam brings the action. And I mentioned yeah, before, but here it certainly is relevant, that I remember when I was in high school, I would get off the plane, right? And I would get onto the highway, there was a cab, right? And I'd be driving back to high school, and there across the highway was a Mungarino billboard, right? It said on it, you know, an advertisement for Newport cigarettes. And the Newport cigarette, I wonder if it's still there. It was there for ages, right? I wonder if it's still there, I don't know. Newport cigarettes. And it said, alive with pleasure. Alive with pleasure. Alive with pleasure. And it pictured of what he called men and women, what he called, forgot their clothes at home, etc. What he called cavorting by a mountain stream, etc. It all looks very, you know, happy and special and pleasurable, da 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 da. And in the corner, like I said, it says, the Surgeon General says, if you smoke, you'll drop dead. Basically, right? But that was it. Alive with pleasure. Says it's Fasemis. He never saw the billboard, but he says that's the way all of that works. If you taste something and it's sweet, if you enjoy the experience, then it causes you to do it again. The tam always precedes the action. Otherwise, why would anybody do it, right? Why would you do the opposite of Pavlov's dogs? Pavlov's dogs, if you get something good in return, or Hull's rats. Right? You get something in return, you do it, and you do it again, and again, and again, right? Because this is your behavior modification. This is the reward that you get. So you do it. The tam brings the action. It's not so by Torah. Because Torah is on a different level. It's on a different, what we call a different plane. Ki divrei Torah hem hipuch divrei olam hazeh. Sha'atam meidi lamaaseh in olam hazeh. Don't we see it? The world is drawn after something that's pleasurable. It does it until hit rock bottom. There's nothing you can do. Right? You feel empty. You shoot up, right? The rush is there. Next time we need a little bit more. You shoot up. Right? And the rush is there. And it's not just drugs. It's everything. It's life like that. Until the person you realize, you're like, what do I got? I got nothing. I got zero. It's nim'as alav. The Torah, lehipuch, ayde ha'maiseh, afshe'enu mis'av lehem. When you do the action, even though you don't desire it, zocha akakach lehasig hatam mis'avos lehem. So this is right? This is the first discussion here. Klal Yisrael in desperation, because what are we gonna do? We have to follow the rules of the real world. What's gonna be? How are we gonna manage? Is it us? We can't think about us right now, we have to think about reality. Chet HaEgel. The tikkun is paraduma. And paraduma, follow reality. This doesn't fit reality. Follow it, right? When you enter into the system of following the Torah, then you begin to sense the tam. We won't know the tam until Ma'aseh Lavo, because we're not Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't see Basfaklari from here. We haven't emptied ourselves totally of Olam Hazeh, right? That's the way it is. But you begin to taste it. It becomes more real. It becomes more sweet. And as I mentioned before, this is not just with regard to mitzvot and learning of Torah, it's also with regard to hashgavah. Remember in Shmos, back in Paragimel, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first meets Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh, so Yom Moshe Elohim, Hinerach Yibayel B'nei Yisrael V'amarti Lahem Elokei Avotechem Shlachani Alechem V'amun Dimashbo, V'amar Lahem. Who sent you? Where is Hashem in this story here? Ayomer Elokim El Moshe Eke Asher Eke. That's what you say when you're not reading in the Torah. Eke Asher Eke. Ayomer Kosel Marle B'nei Yisrael Eke Shlachani Alechem. First he says, Erekesh, Erekesh. And then he says, tell them, Erekesh, Lachani Alechem. He missed out the second Erekesh. The Medrash says, Riyaka Ravina, right, Rashi also brings the Bishem Ravuna, the Tzipor and Amar, Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. And more lehem, Bishibud Zeh, Eye Imam, who Bishibud, right? I am Hochim, Eye Imam. Again, this is not the end of the story. They're going to go into the Shibud, and I'll be with them. But they're going to another Shiva, and Moshe Rabbeinu Q says, you know, well, I'm going to tell them about the other one. He says, no, I didn't mean for you to tell them about both. You tell them I'll be with them now. The way they'll be with me is the way I'll be with them now, right? To you, Moshe, I can tell you. Because Moshe can hold on, right? Moshe can hold on. To you, I'll tell you, this is not the last one, the last Shiva. There's going to be another one. Why? That I'm not explaining yet, but I know you can hold on. The great people, right, in the Jewish people's history, are the people, even though they're not Moshe Rabbeinu, but they're the people who hold on, not just in the world of Torah mitzvahs, the world of Hashkacha, right? The Kolzenberger Rebbe's, right, the Panovitcher's Rav's, who witnessed the destruction of their families, of their Talmidim, of their Hasidim, of their communities, of everything they knew, and they held on, Did they understand? They did not understand. I can understand. Did they trust? They trusted. The Posenberger Rebbe, it always rings in my ears, the first Kol Nidre, the Nikite camps, after the end of the war. See, they were all gathered together. Everybody's broken. Right? Because the Marine lost 11 children. Right? His wife and 11 children. And they're all there. And he gets up there, like Kol Nidre, and he starts going through the Al-Khaits. He says, This was not relevant to us. Who wrote this? Man? He says, Who wrote this, Machta? It's not relevant to us. Lenny's got time for relevant to us. The only chait that we have to clap our chait for, he said, is that when we went to sleep at night, we didn't want to get up in the morning to see mortality. Follow into the darkness. Fix everything? No, but you have time. You know that you're holding onto something real. He obviously knew it. Not just for himself. He did it for thousands. Thousands of people. So that's one Nakuda. I would have entitled that, you know, as I said, I think of the board there, the difference between being alive with pleasure or the pleasure of being alive. You know you're attached to something true. Again, as you commit to it, right? The more you attach to it, the more meaningful it becomes, the more alive you feel. You're attached to it. Kim Chayim. Chei Olami. But there were different moments, right? It's not always sometimes like this. We've got to remember. We have to remember it. We're not the only ones who felt desperate and made poor choices based upon that. And we're not the only ones who have the ability to blame ourselves from that, either. Next, frustration. Also in our parsha. Frustration. Vayisu mechor ha'har. This is after the p'tira, the passing of Aaron. There are some lizvog as parents of Dom. Tsar nefesh am badorech. So, first of all, I would say, even before we start this, that always the best defense is a good offense. Katan Mubar, Behilchos Kutbar. Right? The best defense is a good offense. And I would say, for myself, I probably could have saved myself a lot of grief, right? If I had known that idea when I was your age, right? You just can't go with the flow, and when something goes wrong, okay, now I'll deal. You have to be proactive. David HaMelech teaches us, in Perek Lamedal in Tehillim, he says every Shabbos, says what he called, said the Malbim. What gives me the ability to mevarach Hashem b'chol eis at every juncture in time? It's a different eating. We talked about this before also. Is it a shalom? Is it a sukkacha? An ace lehov? An ace snow? Different eating. Different intersections in life. What gives me the ability to mevarach Hashem b'chol eis, even those eating which are difficult? It's called tamiti laso b'fi. To be thankful for the things that Hashem sends my way. To be cognizant, to recognize the things that Hashem sends my way. The things that are gomel chasodin tovim, right? Gomel chasodin tovim. When I see it, the chesed. It's not just, you know, right? Oh, safe fell off 20th floor.
Comes with a tovim,
right? There are lots of gomel chasodin tovim in our lives. There are chasodin tovim where the tov is nikar. It's clear. If we are tamiti laso b'fi, if we're cognizant and thankful and express, thank you, Rabbi Shlomo, for that what he's done, then when the itim, some of which are difficult, come our way, we'll still be able to mevarach Hashem b'chol eis. We'll still be able to mevarach Hashem b'chol eis. If we're going from 0 to 60 in 1 second, it doesn't work. If our whole establishment's relationship is only going to be, hey, what's the story? Did you take driver's ed? Right? It doesn't work. But if we are working, being mavara, if we're being mahal Hashem b'fi, what he called tamiti laso b'fi, then even the itin that are less understandable come our way. We will mavara Hashem b'chol eis. So that's just, I would say, as a brief prologue. Back to the topic. Vayisu lechor ahar. Zerach yam suf. Lizvov et eretz adom v'titzar nefesh ha'am b'dorach. There, Aaron has just passed away. For a period of time, the Anani HaKavod, right, left them because they were in the Sus of Aaron. They did return afterwards, but they left because Aaron had passed away. The king of Arad, perhaps Amalekim, attacked them. And now, again, whether it's because they fled after that attack by Melech Arad, or for whatever reason, Rashi says, "Vatitzar nefesh ambadorech, v'torach adorech, shehuk shelam, amru achshav, hayinu krovim likonis la'aret." They were there, they were the edge, they were the edge of Eretz Yisrael, and now we're going back in the other direction? It doesn't make sense. This is so incredibly frustrating. We've been in the Midbar for 38 years, and now we were almost in Eretz Yisrael, and now, no. ואנו חוזרים לאחורינו, כך חוזרו אבותינו ונשתו 38 שנה עד היום, פיכה חוץ לנוף שם בעינוי הדרך. Got bent out of shape. We're frustrated, right? It's not a matter of just before we talk about desperation, what we're going to do, but here's the law. Again? What's going on? What are you doing? Why? What's the toelis to this? It's angry. And then, Vayidabra Am Belokim Moshe, Lama Hel Yisur Mi Mitzrayim, Lamus Ba Midbar, Ki Ein Lechem Ve Ein Mayim, Nafshinu Katsa Ve Lechem HaKvur Keo. They begin to complain about the mud. Tall things. Isn't that weird? They begin to complain about the mud. But what's that to do with the Tiktaram Badarach? It almost... strange. It's bizarre. You know, the man was an unbelievable thing. Rav Sofer said that the reason they called the man, was like, Mabu. But how did it work? They came down the first time, they were in Parsha Peshawa, and everybody picks it up, and one person, right, picks it up, and he goes, Shinetzel. And the other person says, Frolio. The third person says, what do you want? Unflavored tofu, if you're into that. Yeah, etc. And so, huh? And they realized that, of course, what was in their kishis, I mean, literally, but I guess it also is literally, and what each person was thinking. That's when the mummy first appeared. It's unlike the slav, right? The slav appeared. They both appeared at the same time. We would call it Parshas Peshawa. The slav appeared, so Hashem, Moshe told him, you will see that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. The slav. In the morning, the man, you see Kvod Hashem. It says the Ksav Sofer also over there. What does it mean? In the evening, when the slav came, it's miraculous. They saw lots of miracles in Mitzrayim, unbelievable. But that was for the general public. That was for Klal Yisrael as a whole. But in the morning, they saw the man came, and this one says steak, and the other one says fish, and the third one says froyo, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They realized the incredible hashgacha pratis that Hashem was attached to each person. Each person. And they're blown away. He knows what I'm thinking. He's there for me. He's thinking about me. So, here you're frustrated, right? You're angry, right? It's like you project, right? The man is representative of his love for you, his concern for you, his interest in you. And meanwhile, you're angry, right? It's irrational, right? I don't want the relationship. I want the relationship, are you crazy? Melech Malchei HaMelechim is supplying you with everything you need. But I'm frustrated. The feelings of the heart, right? The angers, sometimes the desperation, etc. They well up and then poison what it called the mind. It's difficult. Nafshinu katsa b'lechem haklokel. This is Rabbi Nabakye. Ki lechem in mind, ish tvoa. Hello, Amonaya Yorid Lehem Bechuldo Yom Vayom. Gamribu Yamayim Ayelem. They had everything. Abosu Aisatun Osam. Omru. Hidein Yanenu Mishuna Eilanu Lechem Umayim Kishar Umos. Kishar Umos Yimhayu Zakoyim Ochayom Yishlem Lechem Lasova. Everybody gets food because whether they're good or they're not so good. The world goes on. I can't live so intensely. I can't live so consciously. Because when I was living consciously, all of a sudden it didn't make sense to me. So you know what? I don't want to live like this anymore. I just want to live like everybody else lives. Normally. I'm not interested in your gifts to me. I don't think you're trying to give me gifts. What do you want? I want to live like all the other nations of the world. What was the result? Yishlach Hashem ba'am et ha'nechoshim ha'swafim. Ashwas Am my Amak Amrov in Israel. Yobu Am and Moshe. Yomu, he sent the serpents. The serpents bit them. Yobu Am El Moshe, Yomu Chatonu, Kidibanu, Bashem Uvach. He's Palel Hashem, Sarah Mealema Tanachash. He's Palel Moshe, Ba'ad Ham. First of all, The second pasuk is Zayin at the very bottom of page one. Okay, they realize they sinned. Yeah, ki dibarnu b'Hashem u'bacha. We've spoken against Hashem and you. Hispalel el Hashem, daven for us. V'yasar mi'aleinu, ser mi'aleinu, es hanachash, and let him remove for us the nachash. Nachash? Not my nachash. It's nachashi. Snakes, serpents, the adders, vipers, right, etc., etc. V'yispal Moshe ba'ad ha'am. He davens for them. V'yomar Hashem el Moshe, aseh lecha taraf, simo so al neis, v'yakol ha'nashuch v'ra'ol so v'chay. So there's lots of lessons that you give in this psukim. Right, dealing with, but not only dealing with one Nakuda here. They're asking that Hashem should remove from them the nachash. Essentially, nachash. Srafim, not the nachash. And they say, Moshe Rabbeinu, please daven for us. And so he davened to them. And Hashem says, put up the representation, right, of the medical profession. Right, the snake wrapped around the pole. In Krakow, right? In Krakow, on the kever of Lazar Ashkenazi, who wanted to be a doctor also, is the Nechash Nechosh is there, on the kever. Right? The snake wrapped around. Ayas Moshe Nechash Nechosh, Vayisi Meo, Hanes, Vahayim, Nosha, Hanachosh, Es Ish, Yivit, El Nechash Nechosh, Vahayim. What's going on over here? Says the Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLashon. I synopsized it. I mean, it's longer than this. We're not going to the whole thing all together. But the Chofetz Chaim addresses the issue. Says, Baal Zeh, the bold, right? The bold, which is the second part of this on page 2. No more Rishon. Hashem be'elokim. Ki tofsu ma'ase nochash. Shediber gam kein al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamar shlefichach lo hirsho elokim lechom eit hadas. Ki yadoa yodea elokim ki b'yom achochem. Right? And the eit hadas yisem ke elokim. That's what the Nachash said. The Nachash said, you know what? He doesn't have your best interest in mind. He wants to keep you from eating from the Eitz Hadas. Right? The Eitz Hadas. Why? Because he knows that on the day that you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you'll become like him. He doesn't have your best interest in mind. He's trying to protect his own interests. And because of that, the world was changed. And the Jewish people realized, and that's why they said, daven for us, remove this nachash from us, because we know what we did wrong. Right? We know, in other words, the reaction to Vatikdar Am Vadarach. It's really called a frustrated, I understand why you're doing this. It must be, you hate me. You don't care about me. Otherwise, why would you be doing this to me? Nafshenu katzav alechem alakot klokel. Since the Chofetz Chaim, Rashi brings down the idea that they thought to themselves, you know, can a yelon isha, can a person who's made out of flesh and blood, right, born from a mortal woman, can he ingest and not get a blockage and not drop dead and not blow up? We've been eating mum now for 30 years. It always bothered me, guys. It always bothered me. I never understood that Rashi. What I said, 38 years, right? You didn't need Pepto-Bismol, right? 38 years. And now all of a sudden you begin to worry, maybe you're going to blow up. Deep space. What's happening? Elamai says the Chofetz Chaim. Is it unbelievable? He says, of course we do blow up all the time. But it's like a time bomb inside of us. He's feeding us the mun so that when we go off, he can really stick it to us. And then we'll really be in trouble. In other words, rather than viewing the man as an incredible act of chesed, they saw it as it were, you know, he's giving us small amounts of radium, right, to eat along with our vesachlas, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, right? So right now we don't feel anything, but when he wants to stick it to us, then we're going to be in trouble. So they asked to remove the nachash from them. Look at that. From frustration because I don't understand, right? Before, okay, they yell, out of my lack of understanding, I took desperate measures. Here, right, out of my lack of understanding, why are we going away from Eretz Yisrael? We're so close, why are we going in? Now I get angry. And not only become angry, I decide that even the things that come my way, that really, etc., ma'asei chesed on part of Hashem, who must hate me. They realized, after the punishment came, that they need to have the nachash removed. Not just the nachash, that they needed the nachash removed. They knew that what do you call it? They had done the same hate. They repeated the same hate as nachash. They had not been makir tov to Hashem. They had been kofui tov to Hashem. They had projected their own frustrations and anger, etc., on Hashem. He must hate us. Really, they were angry with him. So instead they project that to him. He must be angry with us. He's trying to stick it to us. And now they realize they sinned. There's an incredible mission in Rosh Hashanah. It brings down the story of Moshe Rabbeinu raising his hand toward Shemayim during Melchemes HaMolek, and it brings up the story of Minchas HaKoshes. It says, V'haya, this is in the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, in the Mishnah, V'haya kasher yorim Moshe yado, v'var Yisrael, that's Parshas B'Shachas, when HaMolek attacks. And the Gemara asks, V'chiyadav shel Moshe, right, the quote from the famous Pirkei Miami song, right? V'chiyadav shel Moshe, Osos milchama, shogros milchama, are the hands of Moshe, do they make the war, break the war, etc.? Right? El alomelech kolzman shehoi Yisrael misakim klapei ma'ala v'shavdim v'slim l'avim v'shamayim l'avim v'sgavim. When they looked upwards and they were mishavid their hearts to, what it called, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they were successful. Okay? Right? K'yotze badav, the Mishnah continues, Ata Omer, Atzei lecha sarat, V'sim osol ne'im. Our parsha here, story of the Kashmir Koshes. Anyone who had been bitten, he looked up, right, and was healed. Is the nachash kill, or does the nachash, as it were, give life? It's also an interesting terminology, give life, really? Okay. Ella, bisman shisrael mistaklin klapei malav, umashavdim et libam lavim shebashamayim hayu misrapim. When they returned their eyes heavenward, and they were mishabed their hearts to their Father in heaven, they would be healed. Milav, hayim imokim. And if not, they would be sick. Two different stories. Both with similar terminology, turning their eyes, looking upward, all of a sudden, mishabed libam avim shemashamayim, etc. And either successful in the battle against the Amalek, or in the case over here, they're healed. Says the Nefesh HaChaim. Didn't bring it down over here, right? It's not Shachaim, but it's in Shar Gimel Perek Yud Aleph. He says a very fascinating thing. With regard to Melchemes HaMolek, in other words, they tried to leave their own issues behind. It was the Chil Hashem that HaMolek was attacking. The Jewish people, after all the nisim that Hashem did, it was Chil Hashem. We don't believe. We don't think He can help you, etc. So fight against HaMolek was the Kiddush Hashem. When that became their agenda, that was what the Shibud, Libam, Labim, Shabbat Shemaim, says the Nefesh HaChaim, that was the case in the Kiddush HaMolek. That we're thinking about ourselves, we're thinking about Kod Shemaim. Over here, what was their shibud libam l'arim shebashamayim was? Not just their concern because they've got two fang marks on their wrist. They realized as the Nefesh HaChaim that Hashem was with them, and Hashem was in pain with them. But the mission, the Sanhedrin says, even the Adam Rosh of Yisrael is bizarre. What does the Shrina say? Kalani Mizroi Kilo, my arm is weak. Kalani Miroshi Kilo, my head is weak. The Jewish people, I love them. And when they are in pain, even when they're in pain because of their affairs, because that Mishnah is talking about a person who committed a capital crime and he's executed. In some capital crime, let's say the case of Birkas Hashem, where the God forbid the person curses Klapei Mala, he's killed with Skila, and then you hang him up on the pole just before sunset and immediately take him down to make the point of what he did, but don't leave him up there. Why? Says the Pasuk. Can't leave them up there long term. This is also part of the idea of where we get that you should bury a person as quickly as possible. Why? Kikilas Elokim Talui, for the curse of Hashem, God forbid, is hanging there. So Rashi says one shot in the Chumash, right, of Mefarshim. But the Mishnah says, what do you mean, Kikilas Elokim Talui? Hashem says, just like the Jewish people wear tefillin, right, they wear the arm, the zohar, they wear the rosh. And in those tefillin, right, in those tefillin, on the yad, are all about Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Vayayim Shemoa, right, Vayad Yidiyacham, Kadesh Tzachot Chor, Hashem's involvement in our lives, Hashem's oneness, Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim, etc. In Hashem's tefillin, Moran Brachos says, Kaviyachal, Hashem wears tefillin, they're all speaking about the greatness of the Jewish people. The greatness of the Jewish people. And each Jew is precious. Each Jew is precious. And when an Adam Yisrael, a Rasha, who cursed the Rabbi Shalom, who cursed the Rabbi Shalom, is executed, Hashem says, take him down immediately. Just give me time, people should see, since you've never, God forbid, do this again. But take him down immediately. Why? Because when an Adam Yisrael is bizarre, come on, Yisroi. Arm of my tefillin that hold the preciousness of the Jewish people, Kalani Miroshi, of Yochel, my tefillin Shel Rosh, where also the Jewish people are found there as well, right? All the psukim about the greatness of Jewish people, week here, week here. When the Jews turn their eyes towards Shamayim, and they realize Hashem is feeling the Tsar. The Tsar, even when they were nanosh, for projecting their own anger onto him, he hates me, he hates me. They put themselves back together again. They put themselves back together again. That's faith. So one was the Chil Hashem, and the other case, the Mishnah brings down, is when they need to rectify their understanding of Hashem's relationship with them. When we're in pain, we're frustrated. When we're angry, we're disappointed. We have to realize that even when we don't understand why it's happening, we know that we have to know the Shiva suffers with us. Why? Do we understand? We don't understand. I remember many years ago, one of my sons wanted to do something. He wanted to go somewhere, to go to America, to do this sort of thing. And I didn't think it was a good idea for him. I hardly ever said no for anything. I mean, I said, not that much. It wasn't a big no. And he was trying to make a joke after I changed my mind. So whatever, big fault. But I said no, and I knew he was upset with me. He was disappointed because he wanted to do what he wanted to do. He was disappointed that I didn't feel that I trusted him. He was disappointed because he felt that I didn't love him, right? And otherwise I would give him what he wanted. And I was like, I didn't know what to do with myself. So being a mature adult, I did the best thing I could. I lay down and cried. Because I felt so bad. I want to give him. I only want to do the best by him. But meanwhile, I know this is not good for him. So I'm not doing it. And I know he's not understanding that, but he's angry with me. He says, I don't love him. But I didn't know what to do with myself. So I cried. had this experience. I went to the Rosh Hashanah that Tzar was. I asked him, I said, Rosh Hashanah, is this maybe something a little bit what it means to Tzar of the Shekhinah? I mean, I'm not suggesting what it called, but it's like sort of like the Rosh is giving, right? And meanwhile, what it called, we don't understand that this is giving, because to us it's bitter as gall, right? It's not pleasant at all. It's not pleasant at all, right? It's bitter, bitter, bitter. We don't understand that what it called, that it's for the best. And that's understandable, because, you know, because it hurts. It hurts. So meanwhile, we get angry with him. We want to think he doesn't love us, right? But I want to do the best for you. He looked at me, right? He said, yeah, Klal nowadays, we don't think so much like that. But maybe something like that. Maybe. This is a big yisod to know that, right? Not to allow our desperation, we saw the chait of the egel to cause us to do things that we know are, right, and not in sync with the Ratzon of Hashem. And in frustration, and in anger, and disappointment, one of the major things to remember is that not as Hashem loves us, but in our pain, which is a result of this act of love, which is nonetheless very painful for us, He's also a Tzar. He's also a Tzar. Also a Tzar. I want to finish with one thing. An unbelievable Chassam Sofer. He says on the pasuk, "Nafshinu katzav alechem hakrokel." So Rashi interpreted as we saw. We're sick of this. Although it says, "Bina bache." We want to live like normal people. I can't live on this rarefied, intense level all the time. I can't. Whatever the reasons were, etc. Because they're disappointed, they're angry, God is fine. Right? Rashi brought down, which is called Chaim spoke out, is what he called, "You must hate us. Leaving this is a ploy just to destroy us afterwards." Because, you know, right now it's all hunky-dory, you know, it's all fine and dandy, but we're eating and eating, and everybody called nothing, you know, we're not using facilities, etc., right? But everybody's telling us, oh, this is all, you know, let's go to Schem, you don't have to travel outside, nobody's calling the encampment in order to use the facilities, etc., it's all very nice, etc. Oh, no, you better stick it to us. Nobody called, the minute we did something wrong, Vesuvius revisited, right? Etc. Says the Chassam Sofer, I'm going to listen, they weren't complaining about the money. They were complaining about themselves. Look at us. We don't even appreciate the money anymore. We don't appreciate the money anymore. What does that say about us? We're hopeless. It's not that he hates us. We hate ourselves. We hate ourselves. Also a sin. It's just like it's a sin to say that Hashem hates us. It's a sin to say what we hate ourselves. Because if Hashem loves us, and He's invested in us, and He brought our souls down to this world, with all our ups and downs, etc., that means He believes in us. The Yisusra says in Budeani, Rabbi Munasecha, not just is he, do we have great faith in him, should we depend upon him, Rabbi Munasecha, great is your faith in me. So if he has faith in me, and I have no faith in me, I'm implicitly saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu's got bad taste. In that light, I just want to say one more thing, we'll stop. We mentioned it before, also. Pasuk. Titzchak Sarah bekibar le'mor. Achrei vosi ha'sali adna ba'gani zakein. Right? Sarah laughs. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Amasach lecha Sarah. So Sarah says, Lo tekachni, kireya. I didn't laugh. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo tekachni. He did laugh. So it's already made me lie. I've talked about this before, but I think in the light of discipline is very important. Sorry, mean lie? So the tzaddik, no, no, she didn't lie. Hashem said, why are you laughing? And Sarah understood it, why are you laughing at me? Don't I think I can give you a child? Right? And the Maaseh, you know, she already, her cycle returned to her. Right? And nonetheless, she's laughing. I mean, why is she laughing? But of course, she knows she became fresh again. What's the story? She said, I wasn't laughing at you, Hashem. I didn't laugh. I didn't laugh. Who was she laughing at? Says her Torah, she was laughing at herself. If I didn't merit, I'm not talking about physiologically now, if I didn't merit, yeah, in my connection to the Bor Shalom, in all these years of my youth, as I went with Avraham Avinu everywhere, from pillar to post, doing all the things that we went to, experienced together, etc., 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 and I didn't merit a child, now, I'm going to merit a child. I don't have the same energy. I'm not going to be called the same person. So I didn't laugh at you. I shouldn't laugh at myself. And Hashem says, Loki tzachakt. Laugh at yourself. And when you laugh at yourself, you're implicitly laughing at me. When you laugh at yourself, that means you don't think you can do it. You don't think you have the ability. You don't think you're worthy. Right? That means I believe in you. Rabbi Menasech, what is your faith in me? Right? And you have no faith in yourself. What do you think? I have bad taste? What do you think? I don't know who you are? What do you think? I don't know where you're coming from? You don't know anything. I don't think I know what your challenges are. I know better than you. Don't laugh at yourself. I think you're laughing at me. It was Yeyush. Right? Giving up. About ourselves is perhaps the biggest yitzhara. Maybe more than the desperation, maybe more than the frustration, but the loss of faith in ourselves, hopelessness, that's the biggest catastrophe. So Be'ez Hashem, since we've seen the Chumash has talked about it, it's not just our own personal private issues. The issues everyone experiences of one sort or another, like I said, is not even relevant to you, right? Hashem should always be with you in such a fashion, but to know the ideas, to share them with people who are going through it, I think it's very important, right? Be blessed in all ways, be successful, please defend the Tova in every possible way. Amen.